Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're looking at something very interesting today, and that is how the marriage feast of Cana, the wedding where Jesus changed the water into wine, ties to Holy Communion and the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's been a lot of new evidence that's been unearthed and uncovered by theologians and also by people that have been doing a dig around Jerusalem and those surrounding areas, these archaeologists, and they've come up with something absolutely amazing. And God is revealing to us some stuff that is vitally important that we learn, we understand, and we get prepared, we get ready. So we're partaking of communion, and we're going to also find out the relevance and what it means to us, the 21st century child of God. So let's join the service right now and see what God has for us.
I've got a particularly interesting teaching today, which is going to be a little bit life-changing. How many of you like to go to church and learn something that can help you in your life? Amen. And so today we are going to partake of Holy Communion, but that's going to be at the end of the service. Normally we do it towards when praise and worship is finished, but right now I'm going to do a teaching about Holy Communion, and then we will partake of Holy Communion. Sound any good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Holy Communion and its relevance to us today. How many of you know that Holy Communion, the Lord's Last Supper, as most people know it, was done in the upper room over 2,000 years ago? But Jesus said, when you partake of Holy Communion, in other words, you're going to do Holy Communion, He said, do it in remembrance of me. And so we got to do it remembering why we're doing it. And there's been some newly discovered evidence that I want to bring to us. And I've been studying it out and checking it out, and it's very true. And I'm very excited because people are very excited about this. And we understand, before we go any further, that the church is the bride of Christ. You got to get that understanding. Jesus is coming back as the groom for the church, which is the bride. That's why it talks about us in wedding garments. The righteousness of Christ upon us is what gets you into the marriage festival and the marriage feast. And so we are the bride of Christ. You can see that in 2 Corinthians 11:12. You can see it in Revelation 19:7. And there's many other places where God talks about the bride of Christ, and that is the church of God. The church of God is not this building. The church of God is the people sitting in the building. We are the church of God. We are the actual temple of God. Amen. And that took place after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and he gave his blood for us. Now, there was a marriage, we all remember this, in Cana. And that was a small village of Galilee. Cana is a small village in Galilee, and that's where Jesus performed what's known as his first miracle. How many of you know what he did there? He turned what? Water into wine, but it was at a wedding. Everyone say a wedding. Now it's very important that we understand that Jesus was a Galilean. He was born in Bethlehem, but he was known as a Galilean. And all of the 12 disciples were from Galilee. Now there's a lot of relevance for that, because we're talking now custom. We're talking the custom of a city or a custom of a village. Because how many of you know that there are different customs in different nations? And those customs is what Jesus was talking to when he spoke some stuff we're going to talk about. Remember the Apostle Paul, he was saying that we're like soldiers and he was referring to the Roman centurions or the Romans of the day. Can you say amen? He was referring to the Romans of the day. And so what happened was he would say the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes, the belt, all of that. And that's what the Romans would wear when they'd go into battle. And so he'd refer to that because they would understand that. They also referred to seed and farmers sowing and reaping because it was farming communities. So he would use the customs of the day to teach the lesson that he wanted to expand upon. Amen. And it's important to note, listen, it's important to note that 2/3 of the Gospels were written by the Sea of Galilee. 2/3 of the Gospels were written by the Sea of Galilee. So we're talking a culture thinking, a culture mentality. So when Jesus did some teaching, he teach his disciples who understood the culture of its time, its day, and the place. Amen. We have a bit of a different culture than what they had in those days, would you think?
Yeah.
I'll say. And Fort Pierce has got a different culture to Port St. Lucie, which got a different culture to Miami. There are cultures and there are people and they gather and they have these things that they do that others don't. Amen. So Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding in Cana, which is in Galilee. So they all understand when he started speaking about a wedding, when we talk the wedding, you got to see a wedding the way they saw a wedding. Amen. How many of you know you can have a wedding? We had a wedding here one time, and I think it was an Indian couple got married, and or some different culture, and they just totally opposite and different to the way we in the Western world do it. You can go to a wedding in one of the Arab countries, and you'll stay at that wedding for 7 days. I'm from Lebanon, born in South Africa, but I know that my ancestors would stay at a wedding for like a week. Amen. Try not to overstay your welcome. Anyway. And the thing is that the groom had to supply everything for those 7 days. Room, board, lodging, food, music, everything. Hallelujah. The groom had to do that. How would you like that? I don't want to be your father anymore, my daughter. I'll give 2 cows and 2 blankets away. But seriously, this could cost you some serious stuff. John 2, go with me to John 2. And Jesus performed his first miracle right there in Cana with 6 pots of water, which he turned into wine. 6 pots of water that could hold up to 30 gallons per pot. They ran out of wine, and Jesus performed his first miracle there. John 2, verse 6 out of the Voice translation. In that area were 6 massive stone pots that could each hold 20 to 30 gallons. They were typically used for Jewish purification rites. Once again, you see the culture, purification rites. Jesus' instructions was clear. He said, fill each water pot with water until it's ready to spill over the top. Listen, God is not short on anything. Amen. Your cup runneth over. I just want to say this again. I said it last week. I want to say it again. There's not a shortage of money in the world. There is not a shortage of money in the world. We could all be billionaires on the planet. There's a shortage of money in people's lives. And it's not because of what's going on outside of them in the economy. It's because of what's going on inside. And we're going to talk about that. We're coming up with, we want to do a little bit of a seminar on finances. Now watch here. And we'll tell you when that's coming. So he said, fill them till they overflow. Then, verse 8, fill a cup and deliver it to the head waiter. They did exactly as they were instructed. After tasting the water that had become wine, the head waiter couldn't figure out where such wine came from, even though the servants knew, and he called over the bridegroom in amazement. And then he said to the bridegroom, normally, you serve the best wine in the beginning, and when the guys have had a couple of glasses, you now serve the cheap plonk, right? But you reserve the best for last. You see, when you're in Christ, you always got best coming.
Amen.
Amen. Good is, listen, good is really enemy of best. Don't settle for good, go all the way. Amen. And so, this was at a Galilean wedding, which was in itself unique to other cultures in the area. Now, six pots is the number of man, or the number for man, because man was made on the sixth day, and six is the number of man. Hence we get the 666, the number of man and the mark. Jesus said, we are living stones. Remember in 1 Peter 2:5, Jesus changes the water of the Word of God into the wine of the Spirit. When you become born again, you become a living stone for Christ, and now He can come and dwell within this temple, because He purifies it and He makes you ready for the marriage. You put on your white garments. And remember, there's a one instance where he was talking and he said someone came into the wedding reception and he wasn't dressed in the appropriate vesture. And they said to him, where is your garments? And he said, this is it. And they said, no, it's not the right garment to be in this place. And they had to check him out. You can only get that garment from Jesus Christ, from the blood of the Lamb who washes you and makes you pure, and you become righteous. And that is part of the wedding garment that gets you in. Can you say amen? And so weddings at Cana, now listen to this, weddings at Cana were done at the gate of the village or the city. They were done at the gates. The reason why it was done at the gates was because the elders or the mature or the leaders of that city would sit and gather at the gates, and then they would sit there and they would take on court case problems. And people would bring the issues to them, and they would sit there and they would speak to the issue and they'd give them solutions and tell them what's going to happen. So the wedding, listen, was done at the gates of Galilee, right in the city gates. And so what that means, like anybody could come to the elders to get help. Anybody in the village was invited to the wedding. Everybody was invited to the wedding. Amen. Now, if you're living in a place like West Palm Beach, I'm not sure you want everyone there. A couple of 100,000 people coming. Amen. But at that time, everyone was invited in the area. And that's so typical of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that whosoever receives him would not perish but have life everlasting. God is making an invite to the whole planet. Every human being in the world, it makes no difference where you come from. It makes no difference the color of your skin. It makes no difference if you're a Muslim or an atheist or an agnostic. All you have to do is accept the sacrifice of Christ and bang, you're ready for the marriage feast. Amen. So all are invited. Everyone was invited to the gates at Cana. And this was done on purpose so that that people could have the elders there, because the wedding wouldn't have been recognized without witnesses. And the elders were the witnesses of the wedding. How many of you know you get a witness today? Can I have a witness? Can I have a witness? How many of you know the song? Well, they had to have witnesses in their day too. So you'd have the witnesses by the elders who made the contract, who made the covenant, a better word for back then, the covenant now became legal and binding.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida,